Even though the elections were still rigged in favor of the communists, they also brought more serious reform politicians into power, regionally and nationally. Yeltsin, now estranged from Gorbachev, won himself a seat in the new Congress of People's Deputies and started playing his own game for power. Gorbachev's unwillingness to use military force hastened the disintegration of the Soviet Union. One of his spokesmen even joked about a Sinatra doctrine, in which the client states of the Iron Curtain could have whatever government they liked. They could do it their way. Hungary was the first client state to go its own way, followed by Czechoslovakia and Poland. When the Berlin Wall fell in 1989, and the former client states shed their communist regimes, demands for serious reform grew faster in the Soviet Union. At the same time, non-Russian minority groups throughout the USSR demanded independence, much as Stalin had foreseen nearly 70 years earlier. The Baltic republics of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, which had been forced into the Soviet Union as a result of Stalin's agreement with Germany, led the way out of the Soviet Union.